3303 Broadway in Boulder has been vacant since 2009, when the People's Clinic moved out. Everyone on Boulder City Council seems eager to see the one-acre site developed, and a developer wanted to put 50 middle-income apartments and townhomes, a cafe, and a wellness center on the site. But the property is not zoned for that kind of high-density development, and the city's planning board wouldn't approve. City Council recently refused to overturn that board's decision. Boulder Mayor Suzanne Jones says if council agrees to change the zoning of the property through the comprehensive plan, the next decision would be how much and what kind of housing belongs there. And can transportation challenges be solved at the busy intersection of Broadway and Iris?
I think you saw from council is, yeah, we want those steps to happen. Let's get the land use changed and let's have the community conversation about how much and what kind of housing. Keeping in mind that it's a privately owned parcel. So it's not like the city gets to decide, hey, we want it to make it all permanently affordable, because it's owned by somebody who wants to make money developing it, understandably, and that doesn't always pencil out. So keep in mind there's some constraints in terms of options. That, I think, is our path forward. We'll get the land use changed, and then we'll proceed to the next steps.
I know the folks who are against it said, well, we're just worried they'll do those changes, and then they'll just shovel this piece that's already been proposed into that site.
Well, there's more options than just medium density and high density. There's some mixed use density that could offer a different number of units there, including some permanently affordable units, because the mixed use designation has incentives for additional units if they're permanently affordable. So anyhow, there's some more interesting things that could be explored for that site that might help reaching a compromise.
At a recent Boulder City Council meeting, Amanda Bickle spoke on behalf of 135 concerned neighbors living in the Newlands neighborhood west of the 3303 Broadway site.
I think the neighborhood is certainly supportive of getting affordable housing on the site. We're supportive of having a range of different options discussed. It's not that we don't want anything there. I think it's just a question of whether this ends up being sort of a setup to roll this into high density development, which is something we're not supportive of, or whether this is really going to lead to very thoughtful process, a good analysis of a reasonable range of properties by staff, so that the council can make ultimately a good decision on what's an appropriate zoning and land use for that site. I think we would really like to see, most of all, something like 18 affordable housing family units. Like, we would like true permanent affordable housing and a smaller number of units than was originally, than has been put forward by this developer.
Because that would be more compatible with the neighborhood?
It would be compatible with the neighborhood. It would meet some of the city goals related to affordable housing. It would be right next to a school where, you know, we'd love to see affordable family housing with families with kids that would go to that school. That seems very, very appropriate to us and something we would really support.
Dan Powers is with the group Boulder Tomorrow. He says his group believes the proposal recently rejected was appropriate for the site and thinks with so few infill properties left in Boulder, it's hypocritical not to use the property to its maximum potential.
We just see the themes behind what has been proposed as being reasonable and expected and therefore deserving of support. As we surround ourselves with open space on the one side to reduce sprawl, the other side of that coin is intelligent and otherwise dense infill. And now you add in themes like affordability and alternative transportation access, transit corridor placement, and the proposal is something that really meets with what I believe Boulder has tried to say is its ethos and its philosophy for decades. And I find it personally that I would be looking at, here's what we've said we're about, here's what we've said we need, and that is one puzzle piece that matches with those broader, deeper, profound themes of Boulder. And Boulder likes to consider itself visionary and likes to think that things like open space that we made as a public policy decision 50 years ago, look how well that's manifested. Well, we can be making dense infill housing decisions today that 20 years from now will look brilliant and obvious and sophisticated in retrospect.
A final decision on how the property at 3303 Broadway will be zoned and ultimately developed isn't likely before June of this year. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.